If you like what we're doing at Star Wars in Character and at NeoZaz.com, we kindly ask that you take just a few minutes to check out our new Patreon page. Patreon is an opportunity to support the show and help us produce more specials, series, and events in the future. Check out patreon.com/NeoZaz to see our milestone goals for the future of the show and the network, and the perks and bonuses offered at our different levels of support. We love creating content at NeoZaz and love doing these shows. We have a lot more we'd like to do, and with this new Patreon page, we look forward to starting those projects very soon. To learn more, visit patreon.com/NeoZaz. That's patreon.com/NeoZaz.
So as he's thrown into the pit, he makes sure that he puts his head back so his throat's exposed, so they'll rip his throat out as soon as possible.
That's smart.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Cardu Simulac.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm done. Goodbye. Do your own names, fuckers.
I was like, I can't say this. Or should I say who he's also known as?
Sure.
The Wolf Guy.
Oh, that's Lax Sivrak.
That's right. He is the horny devil in the canteen.
Are you saying devil. Horny because he has horns?
Correct.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I got a little news for you later on.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's not just the things coming out of his head.
Oh, what head? Cardu Simulac. Malak.
I'm just going to call him Malak.
I like that.
Because that's what, just to make it easier on everybody, just okay. Malak.
Malak appears in episode 4, New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if he timed it.
I did not time it. I did not do my due diligence. I apologize.
That's okay. These names, not that good.
Oh, I bet you they're better than the last ones, though.
I don't
know. Devil D.
I was going to write that
Devil
down.
Man Matt. And Tim Devil.
You're Tim's, man. Oh, that's a reach. My name is Army Captain Chris.
Jeez. Wow. This guy is.
He just sucked all the wind out of my sails, and that pause was an accident.
He's an Army Captain.
Yeah.
Okay, say CNC, Music Factory. Today I'm joined by, this one's cool, I think.
Thank you, Swag.
Today I'm joined by the Butcher of Matt Aline Serrat.
That's pretty good.
Okay. And you'll explain why later.
We'll talk about that then. Okay.
To my right,
Street.
I always want to say Dorian Dave, but it's Deveron Dave.
Deveronian.
I said Deveron is home world.
Okay.
Boiling hot water.
All right. And this next name, Tim.
I wasn't expecting that.
I hit him on the head with a stick.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah, huh? It is.
Powder.
He could explain it, but it just wouldn't be funny, so we'll just let it go.
No, not at all. This name here, hopefully Dave will talk about why I'm calling Tim this.
I'm sorry. I think you should explain it. I think Chris should tell the story.
I don't know what happened. I was not there.
All right, then I'll tell it.
Go ahead.
All right, so we used to work at this movie theater, and after hours, we would just raise hell.
Oh, hell like, yeah.
Anything went. And were we playing laser tag?
Probably. We played all kinds of games. We played laser tag. We played throw couplets at each other for no reason. We played like break holes in walls. I don't know. We just whatever it was, we played it.
He was wearing no shirt.
Yeah, this friend of ours.
I don't think this was laser tag. I think this was just throw fucking water at each other was the name of the game or something.
This is on video somewhere. Someone has this on video.
Somewhere.
I have it somewhere in my vast collection of unmarked VHS tapes. God knows where it is.
So this friend of ours named Dorian, that's why he's getting the Deveronian,
yes,
I guess, feel from this.
Dorian.
Matt was filming. We may have been playing laser tag or something like that. And this kid ran around with no shirt on for no reason. And it kind of bothered us for some reason. Like, just put a shirt on.
Put a shirt on. Cover up.
There's no reason to not have a shirt
cover
on.
Cover those mammos.
And not only was it creepy enough that he had a shirt on, but he had some kind of weird hair condition where he had like almost no hair. So he's like glistening smooth all the time. It was weird.
No hair at all.
He was like a seal.
Yeah.
So we're shooting each other with laser tag or whatever, and the kids ran around with his shirt, and Chris, because he's Chris, got a bucket. And I mean
bucket.
Like,
yeah.
Like a drywall spackle
yes.
bucket full of water.
Hot
scalding.
Steaming.
It was one of those old a utility sink. It had a cold water knob and a hot water knob, and that cold water knob was as off as it could be, and that hot was cranked all the way open.
Like, imagine molten lava.
Yeah.
It was.
And Chris took a bucket full of water. And
we're all laughing because we're remembering that said.
And threw it on this kid's back.
Poor guy, Dorian.
Full force. And the kid screams, "Ow, ow, that's boiling fucking hot water!
Ow, asshole!"
He didn't call me an asshole. His back was steaming.
And I think the funny thing was, is he was standing in front of an ice machine. So it was like both worlds. He is either going to the ice or get the hot water.
But Chris is right. When he turned his back and the majority of the bucket went on his back, it was just plumes of steam rolling off his back. Oh, man. Like, you're lucky you didn't hurt him.
I know. He was he was glad to be hanging out with us that night, probably.
Sorry, was a good guy. But yeah.
Good guy.
Burt back, good guy.
Yeah, he's still nursing blisters like, fucking shit.
A little crispy, but good guy.
Yeah.
Here's my last name for Tim.
Oh, shit. We didn't even get to the names yet.
We haven't got to the names.
This name makes no sense. So Dave talks about it. Hopefully he'll bring this up. And last, iTunes Tim.
Yeah. iTunes Tim. Okay.
I get it.
Okay, good.
That's funny.
Go. All right, good. I made it.
You made it.
Yeah, this weren't that bad. My name sucks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, are you ready to hear about this fella?
Devil guy.
Yes.
Dorian.
You can picture from the Creature Cantina. There's that shot, a very famous shot of this guy that looks like Satan.
He looks creepy.
Satan. And his name is Cardusai Malak, but I'm just going to call him Malak.
Call him Bob.
Bob. He is a Deveronian and. Most distinguishing thing about him is that he is a music aficionado.
Music.
His life.
He loves free jazz.
His life is ruled by music. Do you guys have any memories of this guy at all, or is just another passing face in the cantina to you?
Passing face in the cantina and appearance on Richard Pryor's sketch. That's it.
Yeah.
A weird glare looking to, you know. Next to him.
Yeah, he's like looking sideways as his eyes are looking one direction, but his head's moving the other. I distinctly remember that.
Isn't there like a weird laugh that goes on when they show him? Like, hey,
yes. Yes, there is.
So I always assumed that was him making that noise, even though his mouth wasn't moving.
Yeah.
Well, in that shot, I assume, and even after doing all this research, that he is hammered in that shot.
He just drug over his ass right there?
Oh, yeah, he's hammered. The thing, and I've always thought this.
He has a vodka tampon.
Jeez.
What?
That's what the kids are doing now.
That's going to take place of Force Sock. Vodka Force.
I love Force Sock is awesome.
This guy, to me, now, I don't know if you can picture this. Maybe I'm out on a limb here. I was a big, big fan of Clash of the Titans.
Exactly what you're saying, though.
And you know,
holy shit, yes.
Is that not exactly the face of that?
Oh my God.
Whatever you want to. What is it? What is that guy? What is a guy like that called in mythology that's like part human, part goat?
Like Pan.
Yeah, sort of like that. There's one in like Percy Jackson.
Minotaur?
Too. Minotaur, something like that. What is that guy's freaking name? He's the villain.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Didn't
even think of that until you just fucking said it.
It's that jaw, those teeth, the eyes, the face. If you cover the horns, This is that character from Clash of the Titans.
What was that guy's name or thing?
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I am.
All right, I'll keep talking.
I did not mean to type that.
Clash of the Titans.
Oh, boy, way on the search area. Tits.
Clash of the Tits, he wrote.
I did type tits. It was typo.
It's muscle memory. You're so used to typing that in.
Two tits clashing.
You have no idea, dear Matt, how true you are.
No, I have every idea how accurate I am.
What's that guy's name? All right, Dave? So
if you can picture this, you know, while you're listening to this too.
That guy.
Yeah. What's his name?
Calibos Acrisius, but I don't know what it is.
Calibus.
Calibus.
Yeah, he's like the son of one of the goddesses, and he's like handsome, but they make him disfigured.
Yes, yes.
And he's very holy claymation shit at times during that. It's like that Ray Harryhausen stuff. Those two guys, I don't know, they're like brothers or some shit like that.
Oh my God, look at this face.
I had to look it up because I have not seen this movie in 30 years.
I used to watch Clash of the Titans like every day when it came out on videotape.
Calibus.
This guy, Malak, was a genetic freak. This has nothing to do with the story, but I had to bring it up because he had both male and female sets of...
memories.
Teeth.
Oh, what?
Teeth?
That's what it said.
Aren't they the same-ish?
I have no idea. It never comes up again. It's not mentioned at all in the species, but they said that he was a genetic freak because he had sets of male and female teeth. I thought it was going to say he was a hermaphrodite.
Right.
The male teeth have little testicles on them, and the female teeth
don't.
No explanation of what that means.
No, not at all. And I only brought it up to titillize Chris. Honest to God, idiot.
How does that? How do you have girl and guy teeth?
I don't know. It never comes up again. But he's a genetic freak. Who did we also do as genetic Reese?
Because they're big hands.
Like, yeah, it's like they're trying to make all these guys into genetic freaks.
It's like an X-Men thing.
X-Men? This is more like the Y-Men. They're not quite X-Men. They're like the other group. It's like Meg in when all the Griffins get special powers, she can grow her nails. That's it.
Well, Chris brought this up with his what did you say, Army Captain Chris?
Yes,
he's from a military family, and now this is the military under Imperial control. He was part of it, but his main focus in life was music. He collected music. He had a library in his house like John Cusack and High Fidelity.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he had rare recordings. He had some recordings that were the only ones of their kind in existence.
Did he have Did he have that at all?
Only Tim has that for $2.50 at the Nashville Q Mart.
Grease for peace. Sha-na-na.
I was going to say, I have a collection of recordings that are nowhere else on Earth. It's all the News As podcast. No one else downloads them, just us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you have male and female teeth?
I don't know. I might. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But some of the recordings this guy had were the only ones in existence. And the Empire actually thought this guy, because he was like an artist. Who else did we do that was an artist? It was Snaggletooth, but he wasn't called Snaggletooth. Zutton. What was his name, Tim? Yeah, Zutton. He was like an artist. This guy is an artist, but through...
Don't call me Tim.
So they thought he was being seditious, and they destroyed some of his music collection.
And he gets so upset.
Oh yeah, but he actually was a very good soldier. He did the Empire's dirty work. At one point,
just like Norm MacDonald,
one of the greatest SNL.
That's right. I just heard that somewhere.
Alumni,
fifth greatest ever. Him and Artie Lang.
So. During this battle that Chris, scenario that Chris talked about, he became known as the Butcher of Montelian Serrat.
This is a cool title.
And it's a cool reason why. In this battle, he captured 700 rebels, and they weren't just rebel soldiers. These was men, women, and children, and he had them executed en masse and left the bodies in an unburied mass grave.
Yeah, yeah.
He executed 700 people. Under his command. So he did it, but he regretted it. And after he did his tour duty, he resigned, which made him an enemy of the Empire right away. His actions also made him a war criminal among his own people, and he vanished, and he had a 5 million credit bounty on his head. So
he, you'd think that would be bigger.
Disappointed.
I want a kid.
Yeah. So where does he go? Where does everybody go that gets exiled?
He gets thirsty.
Jabba's palace.
Kokomo.
He goes to Tatooine.
Oh.
Okay. Just like Obi-Wan, just like all these other, where are you going to go? You go to the ass end of the galaxy.
I bet you that's what they do when they win the Super Bowl in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Where are you going now? Tatooine.
That's where the winner, well, no, the losers go to Tatooine. The winners go to
Naboo.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I was trying to think of something funny. Yeah, I'm going to fuck myself on the Mooian.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. That's good job finding something funny.
Hey, man, I just won the Super Bowl. I can get anything I want.
What kind of accent is that?
Is that your Peyton Manning accent?
I'm going to get some death sticks and do some sand surfing over the Scarlet Pit.
I'm going to stick some death sticks in a butthole. And I'm going to get real fucked up. Shit.
Are you doing Carlito's way?
I can't walk. I can't home. I got death sticks on my asshole. Fuck it. Just do it, Carlito. Shit my pants every day.
That is
Vigo in his finest hour right there. Vigo Mortensen.
That is you in your finest hour, Tim. I would love
fucking shit my pants every day, man. I can't walk. Can't home.
Always say that.
He used to walk around reciting Carlito's Way and anything else that Al Pacino was in.
What was that one? Touch, but don't talk. What was that?
Over of Devil's Advocate. Look, but don't touch. Although I make Al Pacino sound like he's like a 70s like funk meister. Look, but don't touch.
I got through the whole thing.
Keep going.
No, I'm done. Put him on. It's been a while since I've seen Devil's Advocate, but that... Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Don't swallow.
All right. So he's exiled on Tatooine. And he does not go alone. Of course, he takes his music with him.
iTunes.
No iPod. Okay.
Yeah.
He takes it all with him. I mean, volumes and volumes of music. And he used his exile as an opportunity to see bands on tour.
Oh, God. So he... Did he follow Max Rebo's band, like The Grateful Dead or something?
Yes!
No, get the fuck out of here.
No, he's a deadhead.
Oh, God. He's a Maxi fan.
He is a deadhead. So he hangs out at Chowman's Cantina, but he hates the music. He hates the music.
Why would you go there then? He hates the music.
He likes to drink. He's a drunk. He likes to drink. He likes war. They describe him as the first guy in the door. Wur is his best friend. And his favorite drink is called a Marizane Gold. It's an expensive liqueur. It's 100 credits a bottle. But Wur serves fake Marizane Gold.
Oh, bastard.
Although at one point, there's a long story where Malik is mugged. And... he comes back into the cantina, and because Wur and he are friends, and he knows he's been mugged and he's having a bad day, he gives him actual Marizane Gold.
Well, that's nice.
This doesn't taste anything like that shit you just handed me.
Yeah.
This one has Greedo in it.
Yeah. He's got an apartment near the cantina. He keeps it cold because it's like the environment of the Deveron. Had they come up, I want to ask you guys, because this was mentioned in here, you guys, you're my go-to on this. This has come up, this species on the Clone Wars, like with Cad Bane or something like that. The Deveron.
I don't remember.
Do you ever see these guys, like these devil-looking guys on that stupid cartoon?
I don't remember seeing them.
I don't either.
They're mentioned in there. They mentioned Cad Bane specifically.
I don't know.
All right, well, I figured I would ask you. I wasn't going to go into it because I don't care.
Maybe if you watch shows, Dave, you would know this answer.
No, what's the point of watching that show now? That show's like long over, isn't it?
Yeah, but then you can just watch it. You can binge watch it. Boom, done.
I don't think so. And he's lonely, Chris.
I'm so lonely.
He is horny.
He is horny.
No pun intended. He is horny.
He wants some.
And there's a quote. This is his quote. Okay. I don't know where this quote probably comes from. I'll go into where some of the source material comes from. But this is a quote from him. The closest Devish woman is on the other side of the core. Just the thought makes my horns ache.
Oh, God.
I can relate to that.
It's got blue horns.
Blue horns.
That's funny.
That was good.
Now, I mentioned he does hate the music at Chalmers. I'm not including Figger and Dan in that. This is before Figger and Dan and the modal nodes come to Chalmers.
I would love to know what other music is played there. What shitty bands are... I can't even imagine.
That's a good question. That's not mentioned. But whatever's being played there, he's only going for the to get his drink on. He's not going for the music. He's kind of a music snob.
I like Figger and Dan and the modal nodes before everyone else liked Figger and Dan and the modal nodes.
Yeah, he's a hipster. To make ends meet, he's an information broker and spy, but he sucks at it. He didn't care enough to really do a good job at it. His move was that he would fake being drunk to get information. So even if he wasn't hammered, he would fake it and get people to start talking. And he worked with Garindan, and he would give him information. Garindan is like the top spy. This guy's like the bottom of the barrel. Okay. But he got information from Garindan that Figger and Dan is playing for Jabba. This is stuff we don't see.
Okay.
Okay, he's playing for Jabba the Hutt. And Malik is a Figger and Dan groupie. He thinks they're the greatest band ever.
So they're so much better than Deep Blue Something.
Blue Oyster Cult. So he goes to Jabba's palace to get in to see him, and they don't let him in.
Oh, my God.
Ah.
He's shut out. No ticket. He is now despondent and drunk, and he comes up with a scam. All right, here's his scam.
Okay.
He knows through Garindan that Figger and Dan and the modal nodes are going to be playing Lady Valarium's wedding.
Oh, I know this story.
We've brought her up before. She's kind of like the archenemy of Jabba.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows that they're going to play the wedding. So he tips Jabba off to the whole thing, and Jabba gets involved, and the whole thing goes haywire. Jabba doesn't want his house band playing at Lady Valarium's wedding, and it all goes to shit. And at that point, Malik jumps in and offers Figger and Dan and the modal nodes a contract that they accept to play at Chalmers Cantina.
Isn't this from the Tales from the Cantina, like we don't do weddings or something like that? We don't play weddings.
Yeah, it was adapted to an audio drama, too.
That's exactly what it's from. Now, not only does he get them contracted to play there, he also ensures that they're going to stay playing at Chalmers by winning their instruments in a game of Sabacc in which he cheats.
He's a son of a bitch.
Does he hide extra cards in his female teeth or whatever? His teeth have to come into play sometime, don't they?
They never come into play.
God damn it.
So he is ensuring that his favorite band is going to play at his watering hole for as long as he wants them to, because not only does he set up the contract, he owns their instruments because he wins them in a game says, like, I'll give them back to you, but you got to stay here.
Right.
My fucking clue horn asshole.
My omnibox.
That scene in A New Hope, and I didn't realize this till doing this research, that scene in A New Hope is the very first performance of Figger and Dan and the modal nodes at the...
Well, they're pretty good for the first time.
Yeah. That's the debut. So then maybe that's why he looks like that in that picture. He's like very happy. Hey,
look what I did. Fuckers.
Maybe it's why.
That's the voice I gave him just now.
And the fact that Obi-Wan comes in and the Ponda Baba and the whole shit with Han and Greedo interrupts the music pisses him off. This pisses me off to no end.
I can't wait. I so can't wait for that.
You wouldn't do this to Bill Withers, would you? You sons of bitches.
Why do you come up with Bill Withers?
That's the first name that popped into my head. Ain't no sunshine when it's beautiful.
Grandma's hands.
I dug my grandma too.
Well, he's actually also in the holiday special.
Yes, he is. Right.
And Akmina, the night shift bartender, doesn't let him in.
Just one more round, friends. Then and homeward bouncer, bound, friends. Sorry.
The bouncer who I didn't know then, but I know now, his name is Torque, is going to throw him out, but then she starts singing and everyone leaves.
Yeah. It doesn't take much after she starts.
That's the exact opposite of if you start singing Friends in Low Places at a bar.
especially in Nashville.
Yeah. I got friends. Nobody, everybody sticks around for that.
Everyone. I said everyone sticks around. Sit down.
After the Empire is defeated and Jabba's dead, he has no income at that point because he was getting money from Jabba for his shitty information brokering. And now this bounty that's out for him for this slaughter is coming back to haunt him. There, people are trying to.
Is it a slaughter or is it slaughter?
Where did you come up with that?
The hell is that?
Someone pointed out that the word slaughter also slaughter.
Oh yeah, I get it because like laughter, it's spelled exactly the same with but with an S.
Oh, that sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, 700 people dead.
Woo,
woo. The S is for seven.
Under it.
Four people try to collect on the bounty and he ends up killing all four of them.
Oh boy.
And now he knows he's being hunted.
704.
So he leaves Tatooine and he goes to a world called Peppel and he sets up a security system. He kind of bunkers down and he buries his music in the backyard.
Like a dog?
Yeah.
And his Dylan bootlegs are back there.
Like, yeah. Shit. 2 years he lives in this system called Peppel, or this world. And now Boba Fett's on his ass.
Oh, literally.
He tracks him to the planet. He shoots him. And Malak wants to die because he knows that if he's taken back to his home planet, he's in for a worser fate. So he makes Boba Fett promise to get his music collection.
Oh, my God.
To the Coruscant University School of Music.
And now you're making this shit up.
I'm not.
Grand Funk's NASA 72 in there. It's awesome. It should be put down for history.
Kefali Syndros Part 2 or whatever that character's name was.
No, yeah. I swore I would never do that again. I just did that because I was being a dick. Because
I hate you guys.
This is all the backstory. Okay, he buries it in the backyard. Boba Fett makes him promise he's going to take it to the Institute of Music. Boba Fett takes him back to Devoron. And he's sentenced to death by Quara. Now, Quara are four-legged reptiles with a horn snout and teeth. These are nasty reptilian assholes.
They just tear them apart?
And that this is the way they put people to death on this planet. They throw him into a pit where he'll be eaten alive. Now, because his race is resilient, they kind of like, it's almost like a Wolverine thing. Like, they can kind of heal themselves.
Oh, yeah.
He knows he's going to be conscious through most of it. He's going to be eaten alive and he's going to know he's being eaten alive.
Oh, that sucks.
That's awful, man.
So as he's thrown into the pit, he makes sure that he puts his head back so his throat's exposed so they'll rip his throat out as soon as possible.
That's smart.
Well, at least he's got that going for him.
And in the end, Boba Fett takes the music to the Institute.
And burns it.
No, he takes it and donates it to the Institute.
Boba Fett ain't doing any of that.
And people all over the galaxy were able to enjoy his music collection.
Shit.
I'm not making this up. This is real.
Boba Fett don't give a fuck about music.
Yeah, seriously.
How do you know?
You ever see him bob his head?
He's listening to Jedi Rocks in Special Edition.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part of the story.
Boba Fett did keep one lone copy of Strawberry Alarm Clock live at the Fillmore. He didn't want to donate that one. Samson Peppermint.
That's the one you pick.
Yeah, I love this one.
In a God of the Vidal.
That's Iron Butterfly.
Come on, Dave.
Come on, Dave. You should know the difference between Strawberry Alarm Clock and Iron Butterfly. Stupid.
I'm sorry. Well, that's the end of his story. That is his story, and I love this story.
I can see him falling down in slow motion with his
throat. With the throat back?
Yeah.
And one of those things just comes up and
tears it, yeah.
This is one of the greatest backstories we've ever done. I'm going on record right now.
You take Boba Fett out of it, and it's good. Because he ain't delivering nothing to nobody. It has nothing to do with no music.
Dick Dong, here's your music.
He's like Amazon.
Well, he'd just get a drone to deliver it.
Amazon Prime. Yep. On shipping. The set, he was known as, this is like behind the scenes info, on the set he was known as the Devil, and some people also called him Louie.
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 Why Louie?
I don't know.
Okay.
He was filmed during the reshoots, and that mask is a Rick Baker mask.
That's awesome.
There is no actor associated with him, so I usually ask you guys if you've met these people.
Nope.
I couldn't find I couldn't find a name associated to this guy at all.
I like when Matt says that, like, so fast.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts
it
of the
is,
show.
It is, it really is.
Have you guys met this guy?
Nope.
Nope.
It kind of looks like Yul Brynner, like if they put a little prosthetic on Yul Brynner.
Oh yeah,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Nah. I'm dead now. Don't lean your head back. I'm dead.
Hey everybody, welcome to Westworld.
Moses and Hebrew stick to words of my father. That's the 7-Up guy.
That is kind of the 7-Up guy. Crisp and clean.
So this Crisp story, like you guys said, most of it did come from 1995's Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina. The death came from Tales of the Bounty Hunters. So he appeared in both those books. And I think they were written by a guy named Daniel Keyes Moron or Morick.
Your first one was the best.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a moron.
But that's all I got. I love this backstory. I don't care what you guys say. This is one of my favorite characters.
The whole Boba Fett thing takes it
out. It's the Boba Fett thing that ruins it for me.
Yeah.
Just like Chris is saying.
This is great.
That's the worst part now.
This is one of the best characters ever. Shut up.
I do like, I don't know if you talked about, if you're going to talk about the action figure, but there's been a few action figures I think put out for him, but the Saga collection from a few years ago has him standing in front of the Figment Dan with his gun out, but it looks like he's like dancing.
Doing the Humpty dance.
Yeah. Now it's your chance to do the hump.
All right, stop what you're doing because I'm about to win.
Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny.
It never stopped me from getting busy.
Take it, Chris. Busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I act crazy. I love it to amaze. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me.
That's me. I say words that don't mean nothing like Loop did.
You guys are big fans.
I love that song.
Digital Underground rule, man.
Yeah. Tupac Shakur.
That's funny. What? He was a dancer for
he was, yep.
I just forgot about song. Was his nose for real or no?
Nose?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Not this guy, not the Star Wars guy.
No.
Singer.
Rubber nose, man. You would know this if you saw their serious video, Kiss Me and I'll Kiss You Back.
I'm sorry, I'd never heard of that.
Oh, Tim, you fucking crack me up, I swear. Kiss Me and You'll Kiss Me Back. There they go, Tim. Sing a little more.
But if you hit me and I'll hit you back.
Whoa.
That's where he gets
Chris Brown sing that.
He gets a little tough love there. Digital Underground, everybody. They were happy rap back best, with the kid play.
And best part of Nothing But Trouble.
There it is.
Go ahead, Chris. Freestyle.
I'm supposed to be waiting because I'm about to ruin
the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny. But yo, I'm
making money.
Yo, world, I hope you're ready for me.
Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town. I'm way down by the underground.
I'm drinking ball of Hennessy.
Very.
So I remember the name of the album.
Let me introduce myself.
Sex
packets.
I've got it right here on my right on my screen.
On his iPhone, just like this Malak guy.
Wow.
I don't think Malik would have had Digital Underground in his collection, though.
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, he guarantee you.
He had Digital Underground and Sly Fox.
He had like a 12-inch like disco edit.
And Nazareth.
Now y'all messing with
him. Son of a bitch. Speaking of that, I bought Guns N' Roses Spaghetti Incident, and Hair of the Dog is on that today. Think about that really? For $300.
That's awesome. Speaking of that, I wasted some more money this afternoon.
Tim always has a speaking of that.
Yeah.
We got it all going on here. All right, Chris.
Yes.
I'm done.
Are we done?
I'm done. This guy's great.
Got any baby metal on there?
No. Damn it.
It was a cool story minus Fett.
All right. Well, yeah, and I wasn't going to talk about the action figure, so thank you for bringing that up, Tim. This guy didn't have a Kenner action figure, and if that doesn't happen, I don't care.
You know, does have a cool figure, though, nowadays.
It is pretty cool. Do you have this one, Chris?
I think I do.
It's a cool design. I mean, just the makeup, the Rick makeup.
The figure is called Labria.
Yeah, that was one of the things.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. I didn't remember that, but now that you say that, I do recall seeing that name associated with him, probably on the action figure package.
Yeah, that was one of the nicknames. They said the name itself is Japanese, but Labrio.
You really think so?
Speaking of that, so. I bought the Best of the Vapors for 99 cents at the Q-Mart.
I got that crap up too. Oh
my God.
You want me to look for that?
Go ahead.
I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Boom, boom, boom.
I'd rather
hear. How many songs do you have on this thing? You have a lot of songs.
It's an iPod, a billion.
I have like 3,500 some.
Do you have Xanadu?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here. You do not.
Xanadu.
You gonna bring it up soon.
I have Xanadu.
Ah.
You want to hear that instead?
I always want to hear Xanadu. It's always track 9 on every playlist I make.
Well, I'm just going to play. Yeah, that late. What did you say his name was?
Labia.
Labia? That was his alias. And I actually looked that up. It meant in his language, that meant cold food.
That's sometimes true.
And you can see why I skipped that.
They made a couple figures for him. He came in a 3-pack also. Look at that. Two different figures.
But that's all I got.
That's all I got.
That was great, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's Matt's turn.
And you still don't understand what Matt's doing, do you?
I'm going to call it shout out.
Now Matt's he's talking.
I like shout outs.
Well, I was robbing that from Kevin Smith, but that's, you know.
It's a shout out.
It's called feedback.
Feedback.
It's a feedback.
It's a feedback.
Now, suck on
our co-host, Matt.
This may have been the one that prompted me to even do this in the first place, because this is when we got back in November, and it was a response to a specific request we made to a listener. It's taken me that long to get my shit in gear, almost a year. I don't know if you guys remember, on our 100th episode, we were doing shout outs there as well, or feedbacks or whatever we're calling it. We were playing voicemails, and we talked about seeing a story on our Facebook page about one of our listeners that made CDs of the show for her father, and we couldn't remember the details of it, and we asked her to write in. And she did, like, right away, and it's taken this long to finally get it on the show. So this is from Sarah, who's been a listener for a while and a frequent poster on our Facebook page, and she did write and tell us the story of what that was all about. And she wrote, "Hi, guys. I couldn't believe when I heard you talking about the story I posted on Facebook so long ago about sharing the podcast with my technologically illiterate dad. I actually stopped it, went back, and made my husband listen to it. He thinks I'm the biggest geek in the world because I listen to Star Wars in character." Well, he's probably right. No, I lost my place that I did that. It was the second random shout out I had gotten. The first was in the 100th episode, and I just think it's the coolest thing. Anyway, here's the story. My dad is a huge Star Wars fan. He has the movies memorized. It takes us hours to play Star Wars Trivial Pursuit because we don't get the questions wrong very often, but of course we never land on the spaces to get the pies either. In fact, the first time I ever drank with my dad was one New Year's Eve playing the game. Another story for another time. And has read countless books. I thought Star Wars in character would be something he would really enjoy listening to, but he's technologically illiterate. I wanted to get him an iPod and put a bunch of episodes on it for him. Mind you, this is back within the first 20 episodes. I figured that I would be able to subscribe to Swick for him through iTunes and show him how to just plug it in every so often and get new episodes. But didn't have the money to buy one. Instead, I burned an episode onto CDs and would listen to that. And I'm sorry, he could listen to them in his truck at his commute to work while he was working around the house. The reason I wanted the iPod was because he is a letter carrier for the United States Postal Service and walks an entire 10-mile route. Then up to episode 24, it was no problem. Those early episodes, I was able to get two onto one CD, but now I'm not able to get as many on a CD because of the length of the episode, which I'm not complaining about because I love them. He does enjoy listening to the episodes, although he's not totally convinced you have ever seen the movies because you suck at trivia. Well,
her name there, Chris Rattan.
No, I think she's calling us all out on that. I still haven't been able to get an iPod yet, but I know where to find a good refurbished one. So soon I'll be able to get one. And the only thing that will be on it are Swick episodes. So that is, she goes into some information. She had just listened to Coleman Trayborn. She has some comments on that, but I'll just forward you that message. You don't need to go on. But that was from Sarah. She said, sorry, this is so long. Well, Sarah, I'm sorry it's so long for us to finally get back to you on this. I think this has been, sounds like it's been going over 2 years now. So thank you for that, Sarah. Thank you. And like I said, she responded right away when requested it. I'm just a little slow on the draw. So I'm glad to finally hear that story in its entirety.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's always exciting when there are women involved anyway.
That's true, yeah.
It's hot too, a little bit.
Tim.
Lady.
That's magic.
I know.
You don't think I know the difference?
You can't fool Matt.
You can't fool me.
Come take my hand. You should know me.
Hell yeah.
For Sarah's long email. You
Let's see. I'll look under Sarah.
Yep.
On my thing. I have not only Sarah's smile, but I have Sarah by...
Oh, yeah.
Oh. It's a starship.
Jefferson Starship.
Come here. Come here, Dave.
I love the 80s where you couldn't even do a real harmonica.
Well, it's good.
There's it's a $5 instrument, people.
Music involved in this because of you know, Malick's love of music.
Yes, thank you, Malick.
Malick,
kiss me and
probably
kiss
more than you one.
Okay.
Well, Dave.
Yeah.
Is it time?
It is time. Or
go ahead, Tim.
The Imperial Pursuit Strikes Back. Not as good as last episode.
That's all right. I'll take it.
So we're getting random Star Wars questions. We're going to get to bet points based on hearing the category of the trivia question before we hear it. So the scores are like this. I'm in first, Dave with 8. Then Matt and Chris have
8.
Then Matt and Chris have 1.
1.
1.
Then Tim with -5.
That's fine.
-5?
I'm not even going to question that. That's true.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
All right, Tim, are you ready?
I am ready.
Your category for betting purposes is Who Said That?
You know what? I did really good last round. I'm going to bet 5. Woo. See, it's either going to help me or hurt me.
So he's going for it.
Well, this is going to be good.
He's going the distance.
I admire your chutzpah, Tim.
I want to get myself up to 0. Huh. Double up. I like a big round and two.
That song in there?
Probably. Oh, here's your question.
The pure rendition of it threw me off a little bit. It was like the country version.
I like a big round and juicy. Love that bubble.
My anaconda don't want none if you ain't got buns, hon.
Little in the middle, but you ain't got much. That's blue. A little bit, but you got much back.
Here's your question. Are you ready?
Yes, yes.
In all of the variations of the quote, I have a bad feeling about this, end quote, who says it first?
Ooh,
and I'm talking about in release order.
Yes.
Okay. In release order, who says that quote, the variation of that quote first? Which character?
Han Solo.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
I'm going to have to go to the judges on this.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have them all listed here. I
think it's
Luke.
I thought it was C-3PO.
No.
Oh.
Definitely not C-3PO.
It's not? I thought he had said it somewhere while they're running down the halls or some shit like that.
There's only one movie that somebody says it twice.
Yeah.
And it's A New Hope.
Yeah.
Luke and Han both say it in episode 4.
Okay.
If it says it first, you're saying it.
I'm trying to think who says it first.
When does Luke and Han... Yeah, when do they both say it?
I think it's Luke.
Got a bad feeling about this.
Bad
feeling.
You have your script there still, Tim?
You couldn't find them, right?
I have the Empire's. Yeah, I do have it. It's not handy. Give me 30 seconds.
We'll play some. We'll have a musical interlude while you're gone.
Yeah, play a little Digital Underground.
What do you have on there?
I have everything listed here as far as that quote, but I think it's Luke. I think he's wrong. But this is high stakes. We got to get this right.
Hey, we got to be correct.
Oh, shit.
Look, no. Google it.
I don't have Star Wars. I just have Empire and.
All right, can you Google that?
You didn't have this answer worked out before you made the question?
I had it worked out, but he's making me second guess myself.
But it's Tim, so I expected him to get it wrong.
Let's see. Let's consult YouTube.
Oh, do they have like a list of all of them on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Every I have a bad feeling in Star Wars. Type that up so people can listen.
I have a very bad feeling about this. Luke Skywalker as a Millennium Falcon approaches the Death Star. I don't see anything about Han Solo saying it in Episode 4. Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. I have a bad feeling about this. Princess Leia walking inside the belly of the space lug. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. I have a bad feeling about this. C-3PO entering Jabba. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It is Luke, because I think Han says it when they're in the the trash compactor.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Huh, that's not on this list.
Think about this.
It's Luke, then Han, then Leia in Empire, 3PO in Jedi, Obi-Wan says it in Episode 1, Anakin says it in Episode 2, and Obi-Wan says it again in Episode 3. That's the whole list of that quote.
Well, whoever wrote this article got this way wrong.
Darn good question though, Jay.
It is a good question.
Well, especially with Tim getting it wrong.
Right, that's a good question.
Tim, you're at minus 10.
Oh.
I got a
bad. And we're only about this. Three episodes into.
He's a race man.
Well, that happened to Matt. The one time he got way behind and he just didn't care and he came back and won. So
from this point on, I don't care.
There you go. All right. But Matt, that means it's your turn.
Okay, then.
Your category is film facts.
Film facts.
Oh, yes.
That could be anything.
I mean, anything about the film facts.
I'll go to the middle of the road and go with 3.
Okay.
Ooh, 3.
Here's your question for 3 points. Which film of the 6 has the highest on-screen body count?
Ooh. Does that include Death Star deaths?
No.
Okay.
That means you actually see the person fall and die. I mean, this is not like the destruction of Alderaan, the destruction of the Death Star. As we've talked about that before, that A New Hope probably has the highest body count of any movie, really, because an entire planet's being destroyed. I mean, you actually see the person die and hit the floor.
I got 2 guesses.
Do you have... do you have Let the Bodies Hit the Floor on your iPod while I think about this?
Do you have that?
No, I don't.
Do you have anything, body count? Yeah.
Body count's in the house. Body count.
I got Ice-T. I don't have body count.
Oh.
From Universal Soldier.
That was that song that was banned.
Universal Soldier.
No, it was Cop Killer. Because I'm a Cop Killer.
Yeah, Cop Killer.
Cop Killer. Didn't sound like my
voice. We don't need...
Cop Killer. Cop Killer. I'm going out on the street and I'm going to kill a couple of cops now.
Cop Killer.
Going to shoot him in the head and then run him over with my snowplow.
It's a double crime.
3,518 songs Dave has here.
Yeah. That's the total.
I am going to say Revenge of the Sith, because it's all about war in that episode. Final answer. I don't want to think too hard about it. It was one of my 6 guesses.
That was one of my 2.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
With 115 on-screen deaths, Episode 3... The Revenge of the Sith is correct.
I'm tied with Dave.
You're not.
Are we sure they're deaths? Just because they fall over doesn't mean they're dead.
What do you have, Dave?
I have 8.
He has 8.
What do I have? Oh, I have 6.
Wait, you had 1.
4. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
All right, Chris.
I forgot I did win 5 last time, but I forgot I was in the hole by 4 last time, too.
That's a darn good question.
Here's your question. Here's your category. Excuse me. Your category is chips.
Oh, not good at chips. I will guess. I'm doing one.
One.
1 point.
For 1 point.
So I'll get zero if I get it wrong.
Here's your question. What ship's controls include the horizontal boosters and the alluvial dampers?
I'm damp.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Again, read it again.
What ship's controls include the horizontal boosters?
That sounds familiar.
And the alluvial dampers.
I knew what both of them were.
I would answer the question correctly.
Yeah. I'm just going to pick a ship.
I'm just going to take a ship and say...
X-Wing.
That's your final answer.
It's too obvious. It's probably not it, but yes, X-Wing.
That is incorrect. Jeez. It is the Millennium Falcon.
What are the dampers?
I don't have to explain the answer.
You don't know, do you?
So that is mentioned. I remember horizontal boosters.
That sounded familiar. Like that was... I heard it before.
I don't remember the other thing.
Well, I'm not in the hole, though. I have zero.
No, you have zero. And that means it's my turn.
Oh, yeah, it is. I have it right here. I had this question picked out for you when we sat down.
All right. I need my category so I can
Your
bet.
Category is?
If I bet 18 and get it wrong, I'm tied with Tim.
It's Yoda, and the question is, how feel you?
Tim was here what Dave just said? That was awesome. That was a great shot at Tim right there.
It hurts. It hurts my feelings just a little bit.
Out Yoda.
I hate Yoda.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of my least favorite characters.
That's your wife's favorite character. I just heard that in the gym the other day.
Yeah, right.
That's what she said.
I bet two.
2 points.
2 points.
All right, for Yoda. What type of stew did Yoda prepare for Luke?
Stone soup.
Shit stew.
What's it?
It's not what?
When did our art teacher Nutty. Become Yoda?
I know I've heard this before. It's like some kind of... It's got root in the name of it. Like beetroot stew or something. It's got...
Why you fail?
Root is in the name of the...
Fruit root.
I'm just going to say root stew. Because I don't know what to add to the root.
What's on in there?
What type of stew? What'd you say?
Root stew.
This might have to be a judge's thing.
We need to know there's all sorts of roots in the universe.
Well, different kinds. This the answer says root leaf.
Nope.
You didn't say.
How can a root and a leaf?
Two separate things. A root and a leaf. Maybe combined it. You said roof stew. It's obviously a stew, but what kind of stew? You said root. You didn't say both ingredients. So I don't know. Root leaf. Judges?
What did he bet again? I forget. What did he bet? That's going to be my determining factor.
I bet two.
Two.
So I already took my points away. I don't think I should get that.
You think you should get that?
No.
Root leaf? Root?
I mean, I had part of it, but the leaf is as much a part of it as root, so...
It's 51% leaf.
I took 2 points off my score. So the scores are...
You still knew this had the word root in it, which was impressive, I thought.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Here's the scores. I have 6. Then Matt with 4. Then Chris with 0.
Here it comes.
Then Tim with -2.
Here it comes. Wait, it's coming up in just 1.3 seconds. Here it comes. -10.
I have any of her... On here?
No, I don't.
Okay. I just wanted if you did, I wanted to play it. But
no, okay. I don't.
Never mind. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode featuring Malik. Is that easier?
Beautiful.
Okay. Join us next time we discuss Odie Mandrell.
Oh!
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZazz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.